Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show. Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and Victor Moore. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall's prescription for a pleasant evening, the one and only Jimmy Durante. In person.
Now, even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. Stop the music, stop the music. The piccolo player's only playing with one pickle. And I got another complaint. I just got word that Petrillo has been elected president of the Musicians Union again. I demand a recount. Who did you guys in the orchestra vote for, Petrillo or Durante?
Petrillo!
Durante. That proves I'm the winner. In the Musicians Union, one vote against Petrillo is a landslide.
Well, Jimmy, Petrillo wasn't the only president in the news this week. The day before yesterday, President Truman came into Los Angeles, but I don't suppose you baffled the crowd to go down and meet him.
Howard, you're laboring under a misapprehension. Why, when the presidential special pulled in, I'm the guy who stood on the platform singing, "Wait for the train to come in. Wait for the train to come in." Sorry, Harry, our sound man is a Republican.
Well, Jimmy, when the president stepped off the train, was he happy to see you?
He was exuberated. He grabbed my hand and said, "Greetings." How do you like that? Congress hasn't passed a law yet, and already I'm drafted. Greetings.
Well, given the newsreel, when I saw you hand the president his welcoming gift of a bottle of champagne, he looked puzzled.
I'll say he was puzzled. He pointed at my schnoz and said, "This stumps me. It's too small to launch and too big to veto." Chuckling gently at the president's remark and filing it away for November, where am I now? We paraded up Wilshire Boulevard to UCLA, where Truman received an honorary degree. And after walking 25 miles, I was happy to accept my award, too.
Oh, Dr. Sproul presented you with a degree?
No, Dr. Scholl presented me with a foot pad.
Well, Jim, tell me, did the president get a chance to do any sightseeing in our beautiful city?
Indubitably, Howard, indubitably. I took him on a tour, hither and thither, and we finally wound up at the zoo where a very touching scene took place.
Well, what happened?
The elephant looked Truman in the eye and said, "Please, Harry, tell me what the White House looks like." After 16 years, even an elephant forgets.
That sounds very interesting, but I heard that you also attended the press club ball.
Yes, Howard, and what a blowout it was. Everybody showed up with a prominent newspaper man, and I brought Greer Garson.
You brought Greer Garson? Well, she's not a member of the press.
So what? Let them press what they want. I'll press what I want. I'm not going to sit around all evening with Jimmy Fiddler on my lap.
Schnoz, the ladies' man. What would Durante do without women?
Let's put it another way. What would women do without Durante? Wait a minute. I think I like it your way better. but my romantic life has its ups and downs. Let me elucidate. The other day, a friend of mine gave me the number of a girl he wanted me to know. Blind dates her for me, and when she answered the phone, I gave her my sweetest hello. You see, I always like to start out very brilliant and get dull as I go along. Continuing, I said, "Durante speaking. How about going out with me tonight?" She said, "Before I go out with you, what do you look like?" What a dilemma. Should I tell her the truth and be turned down? Or should I lie and worry about it later? There was no way out, so instead I braced myself and said I wouldn't say I was handsome. I wouldn't say I was cute. I'm not very tall. Gosh darn it all, it's kind of hard to put it in words. You know, the other night I made a blind date the same way, over the phone. I said, hello. She said, hello, come right over. When I got there, she took one look at my nose and said, you sure must have hurried, you forgot to hang up the phone. It's kind of hard to put it in words. It's not that I want to be mysterious. Honest, I'm not trying to stall. Believe me, I'm really quite serious. I'm just an in-between rascal, that's all. I know I'm not good-looking, but what's my opinion against thousands of others? I wouldn't say I'm fascinating. Too bad I'm not elucidating. I wouldn't even try. When we meet, she'll know why. It's kind of hard to put it in words. Yes, I got a problem. After all, in describing myself, I gotta be a little modest. You see, beauty is only skin deep. It just happens I got very deep skin. Analyze the facts. Is Walter Pigeon prettier than me?
No!
Is Cary Grant prettier than me?
No!
Is Tyrone Power prettier than me?
No!
Those musicians will say anything to hold their jobs. Why, only a few weeks ago, I had a blind date with a beautiful girl. After that, I met her every night. And you know something? Every time I kissed her, she used to keep her eyes closed. One night, she opened her eyes, and what happened? I never saw her again. I wouldn't say I was a highbrow. My looks won't raise an eyebrow. I'm not a Shakespeare. It would take me a year. It's kind of hard to put it in words. Yes, sir, it's kind of hard to put it in words.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for drug preparations, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Yes, you can be sure that more than 2,000 different drug products are pure when they bear the name Rexall. For the familiar name Rexall stands for purity, quality, and reliability in a complete line of drug products. It's no wonder that Rexall has won first place in the medicine cabinets of millions of American homes. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drug stores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug products.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of Father's Day, we bring you the star of One Man's Family.
Oh, you got that wrong, Hart. I'm just one man who looks like a family.
Why, it's Victor Moore.
Well, thanks for mentioning Father's Day, Hart. I've written a little poem about it. Listen. Oh, Father dear, I love you best. But now I have one small request. You told me once of the birds and the bees. I'm over 40 now. Would you finish the story, please?
I know, that's a lovely sentiment, Victor. Jimmy will be very proud of you.
Don't mention Durante's name to me. Not after what he did to me this morning.
Well, why, Victor? What happened?
Well, I was walking down Vine Street, ignoring the girls who were whistling at me, when suddenly I heard a voice say,
get me a lawyer. Get me a lawyer. I'll sue. I've been humiliated.
Jimmy, what's the trouble?
I just steps into this cafeteria here, sets a cup of coffee on the table, and goes back to get my pie. And when I returns to the table with the pie, what do I find? Somebody stole my coffee.
Why?
So setting the pie on the table, I goes back for more coffee, and when I returns with the coffee, the pie is gone. So I put the coffee down with a little note beside it which says, "Don't drink this coffee, I put my finger in it." And I goes back for more pie. When I returns again, my coffee is gone, and there's a little note under the saucer which says, "I drank the coffee, but I couldn't locate your finger."
Coffee, huh? Gee, that's grounds for a suit. Well, it's better than having no joke at all.
Well, tell me, Victor, what are you doing here on Vine Street?
I was just on my way down to the depot to pick up a railroad ticket. You see, I'm planning to
But I heard you say you were planning a little trip. Why don't you step inside here? I run the MacDougall Travel Agency.
No, I'm going to the depot.
You don't have to go to the depot, brother. We have tours everywhere now. Now, just step inside. It's 20 degrees cooler on the inside.
No, I don't think that... It is cooler inside.
Would you mind opening that door once more? My nose would like to come in, too.
Now, what's your problem, Buster?
Well, I want a ticket to Pismo Beach.
Pismo Beach? You want to go to Pismo Beach? Why?
I prefer to keep that a secret between Pismo Beach and myself.
He's going steady with a clan.
I got a much better idea, bud. Why don't you try one of our beautiful, luxurious ocean voyages to Honolulu?
Don't do it, Victor. Don't do it. If you want to see the hula girls in their grass skirts, never go to Honolulu in the summer.
What's wrong with going in the summer?
Go in the spring when they're rotating their crops. Add the radio like a Hoover vacuum. You'll clean it up tonight.
Wait a minute. Your problem is solved. Here's your ticket, and I know you're going to love England.
England! All I want is a ticket to Pismo Beach.
Yes. Can't you sell him a ticket to Pismo Beach?
Wait a minute, I got it. How about a bus trip through the Canadian Rockies? Now, you're leaving 10 minutes. Route 66 to Bakersfield and 101 to Salt Lake City. Then you take 57, 92, 48, 24, and 33.
How do you like that? Ask a simple question, the guy starts a bingo game.
Hold your cards, folks. There may be a mistake. What are we talking about? All I want is a ticket to Pismo Beach. Help! Help! Help!
Calm down, Victor. I got a folder right here that solves your problem. It's a tour that ends up in Pismo Beach, but on the way you go to San Diego, Singapore, Rancun, Calcutta, Iceland, Madagascar, and it's all free.
Now, take it. Give me that pen. Now, there's my signature, Victor Moore.
Congratulations, Victor. You just joined the Navy. Victor, don't feel upset. That whole thing was just a gag. But I wish I was a sailor, because here comes a girl that would be nice to have one arm in every port. Peggy Lee.
In question. Hi, Jimmy. How are you tonight, Vicky boy?
Well, I'm a little tired. I've been breathing all day.
Peggy, you look so lovely that right after the program, I'm going to take you to see Victor's new picture, On Our Merry Way. We'll sit in the balcony.
Oh, but you took me there last night and we sat in the balcony.
I know, but tonight we'll watch the picture.
Say, can I come along, too?
Well, of course, Victor. We'll need you.
Yeah, while I'm kissing Peggy, you can rattle the popcorn.
That's the way I always wind up, holding the bag.
Well, Peggy, while Victor mops the butter off his fingers, would you favor us with a little vocal selection?
Gladly, Jimmy. I'd like to sing a new ballad that's making the rounds called It's Magic. You sigh, the song begins. You speak, and I hear violins. It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charm, fantastic things begin magic. How else can I rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell my
second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
Well, this chapter of the Rexall quality story might be called The Sealed Room, but there's no mystery here, no overtones of ghostly horror, but only the quiet, concentrated intensity of scientists at work to guard your health. The Sealed Room? You'll find it in the Rexall Control Laboratory, a glass-walled cubicle strictly off-limits to germs. In this disinfected room, the strength of antiseptics tested, the potency of some vitamins, and other painstaking, highly accurate experiments are made. It's only one small part of the great Rexall Control Laboratory, but it contributes mightily to the meaning of the fact that you know so well that you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Hey, fellas, did you hear that New York State is trying to pass a law making it legal for men to go into beauty parlors?
Why, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it could be a catastrophe. A beautician once talked me into putting mud packs on my head.
Did it grow hair?
No, grass. Oh. These ain't wrinkles on my head, they're lawnmower tracks.
Well, there's only one way to find out how the rest of the country feels about men in beauty parlors. Let's make a tour and take a survey.
That's a good idea. We leave with a hop, skip, and a jump.
You two can hop, skip, and jump. I can make better time if I lay down and roll.
Let's go. Any state in the 48 is great.
The 48 is great, and any state is the reason we should celebrate.
We ought to celebrate tonight. It's our duty to see about beauty. Should men be found in beauty shops?
When it comes to looks, I could write a few books.
Jimmy, let's make a few stops.
We have a magic carpet to take this trip.
We pull a string and away we rip.
What a carpet. It's going 700 miles an hour.
What was that?
Truman going through the South. Any state in the 48 is great.
Well, tonight we ought to learn an awful lot.
Follow me, Victor. We're almost at our first destination.
That must be it below.
We salute New Haven.
And New England, too.
Plenty cute New Haven.
We're heading straight for you.
Remember your etiquette in Connecticut. Don't forget it now.
We are raving cause we're craving
to stop over and how
in New Haven.
Go on down and see what's new in New Haven, boys.
Hey, Jimmy, here's a good beauty parlor. It's run by a former student of Charles of the Ritz.
Good. Let's go in and talk to him. Pardon me, sir. I understand that you're one of the best-known beauty operators in the country. Tell me, why do women by the thousands beat a pad to your door, fighting for your personal attention just to get a facial massage?
I kick off.
There's nothing like combing business with pleasure.
Yeah, it must be fun running a beauty shop.
Oh, no. All day long, it's just gossip, gossip, gossip. Why, just this morning, Mrs. Brown told Mrs. Kelly that she saw Mr. Johnson out with Mrs. Henderson.
You don't say.
I do say. And Mrs. Johnson is leaving Mr. Johnson so she can marry Mr. Kelly, who's been going around with Mrs. Brown.
I bet that surprised you.
Oh, no. I started the whole thing.
If this guy talked that much in California, he'd have a sunburnt tongue. Look, sir, we're conducting a survey. Are you in favor of a law that allows men to come into beauty parlors?
Oh, definitely. I think it would be a benefit to all men.
How?
Well, for instance, I could give you some vitamin creams that would really increase your vitality.
I don't want to increase it. I just want to keep what I got.
Well, tell me, sir, do you use all those beauty preparations yourself?
Oh, yes, but don't let this get around. Using all those beauty treatments causes me no end of trouble.
What do you mean, trouble?
Well, every night before I go to bed, I smear on my face cream, hand cream, elbow cream, knee cream, ankle cream, leg cream, and body cream. And I can't sleep a wink.
Why not?
All night long, I keep sliding out of bed.
Can't escape in the fall, we hate this rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for a landing.
Oh, mister, can't you see? This is Memphis, Tennessee, where the blues take a cruise on the Mississippi.
A trumpet wails a Memphis melody.
Oh, gee.
Nighttime seems to be
a rhapsody.
To Memphis.
One down and lose your blues in Memphis, boy.
Let's go in, Victor. We'll check on this swanky-looking beauty parlor here in Memphis.
Well, how do you do, miss?
Well, I do declare, if it isn't too nice, Jim, to come and call our little old bitsy, bitsy B. I sure am powerful glad to see you all, because I just love company. Anytime, any day, I do declare, indeed I do.
Thank you, Mrs. Effie, boom of Lexington, Kentucky.
Why, you're mistaken, sir. I'm not from Kentucky. I was born in Memphis and bred in Memphis.
Jimmy, she was bred in Memphis.
What I wouldn't do for a loaf like this.
I'd like a few slices myself.
Well, I do declare, if you just ain't the sweetest little old honeysuckle blossom.
It gets around.
Well, look, miss, we're conducting a survey on the question, should men be allowed in beauty parlors? I suppose you're against it?
On the contrary, sir. You're laboring under a misapprehension.
There it gets around.
I could do wonders for you.
For me?
Yes. How would you like to have your face lifted?
It wouldn't do any good. The weight of his nose would drag it down.
No remarks, Victor. My nose is the only big thing left in the country that Howard Hughes can't afford.
Now, just let me demonstrate my finger wave on your chubby little friend here. First, I relax him by stroking his neck like this.
Oh.
And then I gently massage his face like this.
Oh.
And then I start to twist his hair on my fingers and curl it like this. Oh.
Well, Victor, his hair is still straight, but his toes are curled.
Can he stay in the 48?
It's a different kind of territory.
We haven't much time. Let's go.
Hear ye, listen, everyone.
We're heading straight for the land of the sun. To Douglas, Arizona, a touch of old west.
In the cattle country, it's a place to rest.
you can swim, you can fish, you can hunt wild game.
See the cowboys rootin' tootin'.
Ain't you glad you came
to Douglas?
Go on down, boys, and take the air in Arizona.
Where do you expect to find a beauty parlor out here, Jimmy?
We're not looking for one, Victor. I just want to find out how a real rugged outdoor man feels about our quest. Here comes one now.
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where never is heard a discouraging word.
Ah, shut up!
For.
He violated the code of the West. He said a discouraging word.
Tony! Tony! Where's my horse, Tony?
You're sitting on him.
Oh, yeah. I wondered why my legs dangled when I walked.
Now, look here, partner. We're conducting a survey. Are you in favor of men going at the beauty parlors?
Well, I'll tell you. I don't hold much truck with them nor cosmetiques. Well, just the other night, some varmint sprinkled some taboo behind my ear while I was sleeping. I woke up in the morning, and my horse kissed me.
Let's have a whiff of that stuff. Wow.
Oh, is it strong?
Strong. One drop of this stuff, and Chloe comes out of the swamp looking for you.
Well, then you got to prove of men going into beauty parlors.
Out here in the West, we don't need no beauty parlors. If I want to wave in my hair, I go to sleep with my head on my horse, Tony's ribs.
You sleep with your head on Tony's ribs? What kind of a wave does that put in your hair?
Son, you're looking at the original Tony Permanent.
Take me home, Mr. Moore. Any state in the 48th is great.
New Haven.
Douglas.
You can travel north, south, east, or west.
Durante says that men don't need a beauty rest.
It's great.
Wonderful!
Stupendous! Any state in the 48 is great!
Good health to all from Rexall. We hope you're feeling fine. So always call for Rexall, where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall. Available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touché, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs, and furthermore, Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How about you?
That's all for tonight, folks. We'll be back next week with Victor Moore, Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy, the crew chief quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and
Jimmy Durante in person, who says, good night, hot bread Houlihan, wherever you are. Don't get jealous, Mrs. Calabash. This is business.
Also, friends, be sure to listen in every Sunday on the same station to the Rexall Summer Theater, starring Pat O'Brien and Virginia Bruce. The Jimmy Durante program is produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
And don't forget, folks, next week we're going to have Clayton and Jackson, my partners, with me again.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.